QC Ed and Erin do radio with a difference. For early education with a difference, you need Little Zach's Academy.
Good morning, and get up, now count me in.
QC Ed and Erin, QC Ed and Erin.
Gather on your radio now for QC Ed and Erin.
And welcome to the podcast. We hope you love it.
Yeah, look, Erin's got a show on Friday nights at it's on Sky News. It's a great
5 o'clock. Thank you so much. I've got Joel Fitzgibbon on, the former defence minister who lost his son a couple of weeks ago. It's a beautiful, it's a raw, but it's such a powerful chat. So I'd love you to join me. Thank you.
Definitely join her for that.
Now, and if you happen to be in the Victoria area, then Dave Hughesy Hughes starts a triumphant run at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. He's in career best form, and that's jealous comedians saying that. Mm-hmm. So jump on board Comedy Festival website or davehughes.com.au. Tickets are selling fast, but go along and see the great man in action.
Yeah, davehughes.com.au. I was we recorded the gala last night, guys, at the Palais Theatre.
Oh, how was that?
Oh, look,
were you funny?
No, he killed it. That's him.
Oh, I love that.
Best on ground.
I love it when you kill it, which is always.
It's because I live in the moment, guys.
Yes.
I don't.
You kill it? You did, didn't you?
I think you know.
And did you take any little friends on the way?
No, I didn't. No, I had, actually, I had some Nurofen. That's all I'm having now. I've just gotten ibuprofen. What's ibuprofen?
Ibuprofen.
Yeah, that's all I have.
Do you know, a dancer once told me that she took so much on a cruise ship that they had to carry her off. And
ibuprofen?
Yeah, and they said, because you're not meant to obviously take it responsibly.
Oh, yeah.
And they said, what have you taken? And she said in her haze, I've had ibuprofen. It's a dancer's sweetest treat. Don't do that. Do it responsibly and enjoy the podcast.
In living new.
Happy
listen.
Easter. Bye, happy bye, Easter. Bye, bye.
This is
Sydney.
Yeah, this is big. Erin, you're the one who deals with all this stuff. What have we got?
What's happening and stuff?
Double demerits
over the Easter long weekend. So essentially, everyone, slow down, wear your seatbelt, don't drink, drive, be safe on the roads. Particularly this morning, it's very wet out there, but. Yeah, over Easter long weekend, of course, it is double demerits. And look, to be honest, they don't give us enough in the first place, so doubles really hurt.
Yeah, and using your phone is one that is really copping a lot of people with those cameras that detect you when you're using your phone. That will be 10 demerit points.
Goodness,
so how many do we get? Is it like 13?
13, isn't it?
12.
Oh, my God.
You go over 12.
So you're done. You're screwed.
And then the bonus one.
It's a bonus one?
No, if you have to stay on one for 6 months, remember?
Yeah, it's not a bonus though, mate. If you've got one left, then you've got to be, then you can, negotiate.
Goodness,
it's not a bonus. But I know, because I've lost my license, guys. I know the pain of having to relying on your wife for lifts. When she says, the kids need to go to basketball, and you go, well, I can't take them. Having to be in an Uber with your son, you know?
That's awful.
I mean, you can afford it, luckily, for me. But for other people, you couldn't afford it.
Do you know the worst part of all of that? It's not even, like, Holly driving you around.
Strong message.
It's the, like, owing her. That's the thing. Like, I am so, just giving anyone in your life the upper hand is just horrific.
Well, what if you lose your license in one of those countries that aren't keen on women driving? What do you do then?
Well, I think that's getting a bit less.
See, they don't focus on driving laws, though, for men.
Can I just give a shout out? Can I give a shout out?
Yeah,
we give a shout out to. I believe Saudi Arabia are changing. They're changing their tune and they're allowing women to drive. I believe I read that a couple of years ago. So Saudi Arabia, I think women can drive now. Maybe.
What else can they do?
Wow.
Well, that's enough.
You're on the teat, baby.
I'm not on the teat of Saudi Arabia.
You're on the teat, baby. You live guy. You a live guy?
Sorry, could we just hoe down on that's enough?
That's a start.
That was a flippant comment, which was poor. It's a poor flippant comment. Obviously, I have two daughters who can do whatever they like in life.
Bit of fun, isn't it?
And I say that to them. And they just, you're, the world's your oyster.
Unless they live in Saudi Arabia.
Look, we wanted to.
You brought it up. You brought it up.
Can we get back to the fact that it's a dangerous time to drive during Easter because people are tired, So, yes, we need people to be driving correctly. Don't fall asleep tonight if you're going on a long trip while you're driving. Mm-hmm. Stay awake. Didn't the woman who, I think the woman who ended up in the river the other day had a, said she had a micro nap.
Oh, really? Remember,
what, a woman went into the river. A micro nap? Wow.
She went into a river and someone saved her.
Yes.
She said she had a sleep.
Oh, goodness yep. me.
In the river?
Yeah, she was sleeping and that's yeah, why wow. she ended up in the river. And then a guy coming, a 19-year-old coming
yeah, young
past.
Man, yeah.
Yeah, he saved her.
God, they get a bad rap, late teen boys, but that's a great effort from him.
He could have just kept going.
He could have. And no one would have, A, known or B, you know, you can't blame him.
He could have been on the way home to get on his Xbox and he thought, nah, I'm going to stop here.
He was playing as he was driving home on his phone. They can link it up.
Can we give prizes away to drivers? Are you a driver?
You want to know how many points people got.
Yeah, one of our producers said something that just absolutely shocked me. We wanted to, when we come back, we'll hear her story. But who's a driver and what prizes have you got for them, Ed?
I've got incredible prizes for these people you describe as drivers.
just regular humans.
If you're one of these drivers I've heard so much about, then you can have.
Yeah, we're not talking about professional drivers are happy to get professional
well, they
drivers.
They can also, if you know, Craig Lowndes, you're listening, you can call in Jamie Winkler. Yeah, well, 1-13-1060.
I was referring to like delivery drivers.
Yeah, but, no, we get it, man.
Yeah, but anyone who holds a license.
If you've got a license, one small question coming your way.
Today FM. This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Yeah, double demerit points. Mm. We need to be mindful of that. So if you're missing points, you could lose your license this weekend just by picking up your phone. That's 10 points this weekend.
You could pick up your phone and do like 2 kilometres over because this kind of, what do they call it? The little speeding? Something little. They're really hammering down that because they look at the stats and apparently like 60% of all accidents occur less than 10 over the limit. So yeah, they'll get you. I used to think that was your safety zone, right? But certainly not.
Well, it's time. Should we reward those?
No, let's talk to someone who's on the edge first and then give some information.
Let's go to Gavin from Neutral Bay. Gav, how many points you got?
Sorry, I got 5.
Uh-oh, I can hear danger zone
but,
on your...
But,
yeah, sorry.
Oh, but, Gav, we're not endangering your points and everyone's life right now, are we? You're not like, you're
no,
not unhand...
No.
Have you pulled over?
Yeah.
The irony of him losing his license talking to us.
I have now.
But you've been a delivery driver for 15 years. That's hard, man. Like, oh, no, that's not you.
I'm actually an Uber driver.
Oh, Gav.
So when I'm in an Uber, I always think about you because when I'm in an Uber, I want you to go through the orange lights because I want to get to where I'm going. But you need to stop at the orange lights in case you bloody just mistime it.
No,
that's
orange is all right. Orange is
I know
fine.
Orange is all right. But you hit an orange and just before you hit the line, it turns red and then you're stitched, aren't you?
Well, if you go through when it's red, you're stitched. That's what I learned.
Oh, is that what happened?
Orange. Yeah. Coming back from Bondi, you know, when you turn onto that freeway, the Sid Einfield, Bondi Junction.
Yes.
Little sneaky one in the trees there.
Yeah.
But did you think you were going through an orange and it turned at the last second, or did you just go straight to a red without seeing it?
I can't even remember. I actually can't remember going through the red at all. I was just...
In another world.
I was in another world. I was checking my demerits and then I checked to see if I got fines and I found I had a fine there and I was trying to work out when it happened. Then I realised it was on a Sunday morning probably only about 3 weeks ago.
Well, how much was the fine?
$514.
Oh, God, they get you, don't they?
But also that's like a couple of days' work, is it, basically?
Well, depends on who you ask, but, you know, depends on who's asking.
You. We're asking we're not you.
I like this.
How much can you earn on it?
Yeah,
what's a good day?
We won't say
what's a good
last
day?
Name.
What's a good day?
If you work 12 hours, you can probably make $400.
Yeah, right. Yep. That's good.
You do 8 and 3, you know, like, you need
that's
to be
right.
around when it's busy, like now. But I should be picking up customers, but I'm talking to you.
Sorry, Gav, we'll let you go.
But he gets a spinal ease pillow.
Yes,
he does. But
it's worth two trips to the airport.
Yeah. Well done, Gav. Let's go. Whoa, this is who Erin wants to talk to. Here's Michael from Kingsgrove.
Good morning.
How many points you got?
I've got the full 13 points.
Oh, wow.
Talking about.
How long have you had them for?
since I was 16. I've never lost any points.
What? How old are you, Michael?
I'm 33.
Oh, wow.
So not one speeding fine or failing to stop at a give way sign. Not one fine in 15 or 16 years of driving or more.
Not one. It's only illegal once you get caught, so it's been good so far.
Okay.
That's a strong message.
Are you saying you know how to get away with it?
I just don't get caught.
Have you got a speed camera detection thing? One of those sort of, have you ever had one of those?
No, I've just got my maps on, so it obviously tells me when the speed cameras are and stuff.
I mean, it's extraordinary.
It's hard to know what to hardcore. Say, isn't it?
No, I mean, obviously you've got to follow the rules, you know. But I think he's bragging there. I think he actually is a clean. I think he doesn't speed. He's trying to pretend he does, but he doesn't really.
Do that little symbol.
We talked to our producer. Symbol.
Well, Beck, Boozenbeck. Boozenbeck making her way to the mic. Boozenbeck.
Hello.
How many points you got?
I have all 13.
Wow. And have since you were first got your license.
Yeah, I've been driving for, 11 years now and never lost a point.
Well, that surprises me with Beck.
Well, so, Beck, because we call you Boozing Beck, Booze Hound Beck, Booze Hag Beck. Do your parents listen to this
booze
station?
Hound. Call her Booze Hound.
Of course they do.
So they don't, obviously. So do they like your nickname or not really? Have they ever
Look, they
don't
like a lot of things I do, but I think the nickname's the least of their worries.
Yeah, so, but you'd be careful driving, on after a big Saturday night. You wouldn't? Would you drive first thing Sunday morning?
No, not anymore. I wouldn't. I get a bit scared.
It's more just people not getting caught.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
Welcome to Today FM's $5 million week.
Let's go! Kim from Richmond on her way in to play for $1 million at 8 a.m. And...
yeah, well, let's say good morning to Kim. She's are you in the car already, Kim? Are you hurtling towards your destiny?
Yeah, I'm in the car right now. I'm on my way.
How do you feel?
Oh, look, I'm feeling really good. I'm really nervous, but also really excited. So a little bit of everything at once.
Now, anyway, you've got two little kids, you're a single mum, you're an early child educator, so you're fair to say you are flat out, Kim.
Yeah, look, I'm quite busy. I also study full time, so I'm taking it all in at once.
What? What are you studying?
I'm doing my diploma in early childhood.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You are a hero. Yeah.
So there's not a spare second in your day, is there?
Yeah, no, it's pretty jam-packed, but look, it's what I live for. It's what I do.
Oh, I love
that. You're two kids at home. You're also working with kids. You're a bloody legend. We want you to become a millionaire. We've had something freaky happen the last 3 days, though, haven't we, guys? And can Kim hear? You have been listening, haven't you, Kim?
Yes, I have, yes.
Yep, but we want to recap, don't we? The last 3 days.
Yep.
Of what has happened, of like they there's a couple of options. They have two numbers in mind,
yep.
And then where the money ends up being, yeah, correct. Behind what envelope. Yeah.
This is what's taken place.
We went on air. We asked Lucy and Declan what your favourite numbers were. What was your favourite number?
23.
23.
Oh no, that's not good because that's the favourite number.
That was Lucy's number.
Number 82 had the million.
Oh! Wins age.
And I said,
what?
Was the other
this
number.
Is completely random.
Sister Maria.
I wanted to do 69 because I love number human.
All right.
Here we go.
What is it? Shut
the
up.
Winning number was 69.
Shut
that
up.
Is unbelievable.
Oh, 3 days in a row.
Humor always wins in the end.
Yeah.
Strong finish.
So, Kim.
Now, yeah, Kim. Do you have two numbers in mind, Kim?
Yes, I do. I definitely do. Yep.
Which number does she go with?
Oh, this is a toughie.
Don't do that to me.
No, well, we can't wait to meet you, Kim. Yeah. We are so pumped up and we are praying.
You've got to remember the numbers were picked weeks ago by an independent organisation. It's already been set. It could be any of the numbers that have already happened this week.
Yeah, so true.
It's completely random, but...
Kim, we can't wait to see you. We can't wait to play with you at 8 a.m. for $1 million. Now, can we please get some a jury on the line? Quick sticks, please. $100 Red Rooster vouchers, 13, 10, 60. Lines are open. Because Am I a Freak's coming up next, and this one has to be done before the sun comes up because it is, look, it is
gross.
Whoa, she's already judging.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Today FM's Husey, Ed and Erin are giving you the safe space to ask, am I a freak or not?
Tell me where the freak's at.
Is she a freak? It's a girl. Oh, no, it's a boy.
Yeah,
ooh,
but it concerns a girl.
Yeah.
So 131060 lines are open. $100 Red Rooster vouchers to be on the Am I a Freak jury. Rob from Liverpool. Welcome to Am I a
Freak?
Oh, God.
Hey,
welcome to Am I a Freak? Take it away.
Yeah, guys, look, I have to admit, I love my wife's boob sweat, mm-hmm. and I have to sniff it and every single day. And what? it's always better, you know, after a hard day at the gym in late afternoon, and it's been festering or, you know, it's been developing for a while. Just before it turns, though, you know, like when you have, like...
No, go the whole hog, mate.
Go the whole hog.
Let it turn. You love it rancid.
I do, guys, I do. But it's a sweet smell to me. So the sweatier the better.
That's what the segment is, man. So would you also lick as well as sniff that sweat?
I wouldn't say I'd lick, but I have gone.
Why not? Do you love her or not? You don't love her.
I do. But if it's been a few days where we haven't had the boob sweat for whatever reason, haven't gone to the gym or the weather's been ideal, I will turn up the aircon without telling her. Mm. And as soon as she says, you know, it's too hot, turn it up. I know, you know, that Borat voice goes, great success. And I'm in there.
Can I ask
this? So you've had a hard time at the gym. You want to get intimate with your loved one, which is well within your rights. She wants to jump in the shower. Do you say, don't jump in the shower, honey? Let's just go straight to the main course.
I often will hold her back or make up an excuse why she doesn't. It's probably better to shower after anyway. So
yeah,
I've got to get
so true.
In that respect, yeah.
Water wise. Got to shower afterwards anyway,
that's
don't
so
you?
True.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's it, guys. And, you know, like I said, the sweatier, the better.
Okay, that's... Look, your passion for your wife. How long have you been together?
Actually, we're about to celebrate our 12th wedding anniversary.
Perfect. I love that you guys are still so in love. You're still so attracted to her. I'd be willing to overlook the feralness for the love.
Yeah, but also she's going to the gym and like she's keeping fit, isn't she, mate?
She is, absolutely. And look, the eye roll is pretty bad every time I do it. Like, it almost goes back to the back of her skull. But at the end of the day, she's learned to accept the freakiness, you know?
No, I like
my wife has said that she enjoys my smell. Not the dirty hair, but the sweat.
The chest smell or the crotch smell? Or is there any specific location she enjoys?
No, not the crotch. She doesn't enjoy the crotch smell. No, just in general, she likes my sweat smell.
Yeah, duh.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, not in particular, is it?
And I'm going to just let it pass that you insinuated that the only way a man could still be attracted to his wife is if she was going to the gym. I am going to let that pass just this once. Let's go to the polls.
Danny from Mascot, is Rob a freak?
Yes, he's a freak.
Ah, bless. Danny. Thanks, Danny. That was definitive.
Danny. Yeah.
Danny, do you have a partner?
Yes, I do.
And you don't believe he enjoys your sweat?
No, I don't think so, no.
I don't know about that, Danny. I think you
probably
maybe ask him.
Stop showering for a bit. Thank you, Danny. righto. Craig from Fairfield, is Rob a freak?
See, I'm not getting on.
You are getting on, Craig.
You got the Red Rooster voucher, mate, but you got to speak again. Craig.
Oh, yeah, sorry. He's a freak.
No worries, man. Sorry to distract you from what you were doing.
And lunch is sorted, Craig. Yep, well played.
All right, Craig. And now here comes Nicole from Huntingwood. Is Rob a freak?
Yes, definitely a freak.
Yep. This can't be one. This is 100%.
Sweet, man.
So disappointed. So, Nicole, do you sweat, Nicole? Are you a sweater?
No.
What?
No.
She glows.
So you've never, even on a hot day, you don't sweat? You do, don't you?
No, not much. Pommies don't sweat as much as what Australians do.
Interesting.
Wow,
is that why they don't shower as often? So I mean,
I shower every day, twice a day.
But you know in England there's less showers, isn't there, in general?
Yes, there is. That's correct,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So in England, people traditionally, like, have a bath once a week. That's fair to say, isn't it?
In the olden days, I think that was correct, yes.
Yep. Same as most olden days in most places, I think, to be honest.
Turn of the century. Oh, dear. 90% freak. 90% freak for Rob, but he's happy.
He's cool, man.
I love Rob.
You're good with that, aren't you, Rob? You're not hurt.
Absolutely. Freak or not, I'm not going to stop.
So. Yeah. You stay strong.
Today FM. This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Married at First Sight, hello, home stretch, 7 p.m. Sunday on Channel 9 and always on 9 now. And joining us live in the studio is the one, the only, the star of Maps, Lucinda. Welcome aboard.
Oh, hi, guys. It's so great to be here with you all in studio.
It's so lovely to sit next to you. Oh, my goodness. Your aura is divine.
You're divine.
Stop it. But keep going if you must.
Sorry, Lucinda, you're going to have to now tell Husey he's divine too.
No, you're divine too, Husey.
No, don't have to tell me. I believe you two blondes could really...
There's
some chemistry.
Trouble.
Oh, God. It's chemistry.
Trouble would not even go close to describing what we would be. No. Be fun.
Are you... is there any chance for you two or not? Or like, where are you at, Lucinda?
Yeah, are you open fluid. To... female relationships, and by the way, I'm the most boring, straight, non-open to anything. He thinks there's some.
She's a challenge, Lucinda. But why don't you definitely man, Lucinda? Is that your go?
Well, look, in 2022, I dated a woman for the first time, and sort of figured out within that I'm pretty hetero. Yeah. But I just thought I just want to squeeze the bejesus out of this and try it for.
How long did you date
about for? About 9 months.
Oh, that's
a long time.
Yeah.
I gave it a good go.
How much bejesus did you manage to squeeze out in that time in litres?
And look, you know, she is absolutely fabulous. Yeah, and she's quite an androgynous sort of chicker. Gotcha. Like a bit of a tomboy, and she's probably the only one that could have taken me to the other side. And I loved the adventure.
Oh, I love
but
that.
But I do realise I absolutely like want a man. I do.
Did you move in with her, or were you living
cohabitating? No, it was all very fluid and here and there. And
the word fluid is a great word.
Were you more at her house?
It is a lesbian connection, isn't it?
Did you meet at her house or your house? Or where did you have the most fun?
Oh, look, let's move on swiftly.
Can do.
You brought it up, Lucinda.
Can well, do.
Well, she didn't bring it up. You said, have you ever had a relationship with a woman? That's not really tried, Lucinda bringing it
then
up.
Then you tried to set her up with Erin, so.
We're just implanting fantasies and do Husey's wild blonde.
That hasn't, that horse hasn't, that's, anyway. So
what about
let's
that
get
horse?
Back to,
yep.
No, what, I was going to say that to...
Hasn't bolted.
There's an analogy I can't think of.
That sun hasn't set?
Yeah, the sun hasn't set. The sun has not set on Erin Lucinda yet.
Yep. Okay. No, absolutely. Happy to keep that dream alive.
Well, you never know.
I mean, absolutely.
All you need is a tiny
expect
little
the unexpected.
Of a...
Exactly.
Life is full of possibilities.
I mean, what I've been doing thus far clearly hasn't worked that bloody well, has it?
Well, that's why you've got to remain open.
Open. You do. I need to open myself up more.
Now
let's have a kiss.
A hug. Can you two hug it out?
What? Hug.
We've been there and done that this morning.
Hugged.
We've already had a big old hug.
You're just heart to heart. Such a creep.
No, don't say that. You've been told about that. So yeah.
Yeah, but if you're allowed to joke about that, if it's so far from the truth,
we can be big creeps. I can be a creep. We all have our creepy moments.
We need to listen to a bit of you on your show because you're amazing now, but. God, you blew the entire country away with some of this great stuff.
Do you have any boundaries in sex? That you don't like or...
Anywhere that a doctor, you know, really says just relax, most pretty out of bounds, you know?
So you're saying, like, anal is out of bounds, for example?
Yeah.
For example. Okay. Bit of anal probing. Too much, too soon, too quickly. All downhill from there.
He wasn't open. He was shut off.
But look, Daddy, the prostate gland, I do just want to say that it's a very... got great orgasmic potential.
Thank you so much.
So how do you reach that?
Well, you know, I mean, take the glove and use your imagination. Go gently.
Like, is it when you... What direction?
All right, here we go.
Oh, look.
Direction. Yeah, well, it's... Yeah. Now.
I mean, if you guys try it.
It's like the Cross Harbour Tunnel. Do you know what I mean? You're sort of going to wait till you hear the beat.
I haven't.
Wait till it beeps.
Thank you, Pete. Come on, you
beep.
Straighten
beep.
Up.
Right.
What we need to do
too
is...
Too early for all of this,
I know.
Isn't it?
Oh, no, it's good, though. It's better early than when the little kiddies are in the car.
Yeah, that's enough. True. Actually, we've got till 7:30, so yep. Let's go for it.
Let's
so,
do it.
You are a wonderful person, but you know what? We found out... We've got to come back, don't we?
We were coming back.
Yep.
So, yeah. He wasn't right, and you cut him off at the knees, which he deserved. Can she help?
You're going to help others. So, yes. Because, Lucinda, you... More details in a moment, but you are now going to be joining MAFS New Zealand as a relationship expert. So if you would like Lucinda from MAFS to give you some relationship advice, get in before those New Zealand MAFS types. So 13 10 60, lines are open. Lucinda is here to give you the relationship advice that you need.
I think she'd like to respond.
No chance.
I just want to say I'm not going to be joining any relationship couch on MAFS, either in New Zealand
at this point. But if the price is right, you will join, and that's fair enough.
Absolutely. Lucinda, in radio, just go yes. Just say yep.
All right.
You're doing it, yeah? Thank you. Today FM. Lucinda from MAFS is about to be the new expert on the New Zealand version of MAFS, such is her power.
No, look, she's got an issue with that.
Yeah. I do, because I'm not in a relationship, and I just feel that would be utterly ridiculous to be there giving people relationship advice.
But I think old mate's single, Alessandra, she's definitely single.
Mm. You know what? You don't. You don't have to be. Look, a lot of the best footballers make terrible coaches.
And some of the best crime reporters in the state, like Simon Boder, he's never been arrested.
Do you know what? I think I've done my married at first round. I think I've done my bit, and it's onward and upward. I've loved her, yep. I just feel...
Next. Like, you're destined for bigger things.
What we're inspired by with you is your ability to see what isn't working and move away from it, as you've done with Timothy...
Oh, we love Timbo, though.
Yeah. I asked you off air. I said, is he just, you know, he's obviously not for you, but he's a lovely, and you said he's a lovely bloke. Yeah. He is. So you said that off air, which means it's
true. I don't know if lovely is the adjective.
Yeah, maybe not lovely. Did I put that in your...
He's a wicked character. I love him. He does have a big heart. He's funny.
Yeah,
but he's not for you.
Definitely not for me.
He was a time waster for you, not for himself, but for you he was a time waster, and you got let down by the psychologists who are... pretending to put people together who are meant to be for each other.
I would never have swapped him for the world, because I think it was a Bonnie and Clyde connection, and we had so much fun, and it was a journey.
Yeah, but they died in a hail of machine gun. That's what happened to them.
That's a really good point. So, in fact, you had a better outcome than they did, which is nice.
Congrats. Now, we've got people lining up here.
Oh, yeah, they want your advice.
Yeah, Tina from Bankstown, welcome aboard. Lucinda's here. So, take it away, Tina. What is your situation?
That's how I've been in a relationship for 15 years now. Not married, no kids. It's a bit stale. And it doesn't seem to be moving forward. Like, we love each other and everything, but, yes, it's not progressing.
What do you think, Lucinda?
Hi, gorgeous Tina. Well, I always think that we've got to energize and activate, whether it's culture or in a relationship, we've got to bring up. So you've got to use your imagination, Tina, and really shift things up, change things up. Yes. And most of all, evolve yourself, you know, however which way you can do it. Go be the most fabulous version of yourself within that dynamic, because we're not saying leave it, give it some zhuzh, some whoosh.
I love that.
And Lucinda, I know you're open. I hope Tina is open as well. Lucinda, Tina, is there intimacy still occurring after 15 years, or is there no intimacy, if you know what I mean?
It's pretty blunt, I will say that, I'll be honest.
You're just so you're not married. So your partner is female, is that right, Tina?
That's correct.
And you live together, obviously?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. So blunt. Okay, that's not ideal.
Does that mean
it's quiet? Yeah. It's not weekly, fortnightly. It's not bad.
Is it once a month?
If you're lucky.
Tina, I've got a question for you, please. And it's very, very much from a tantric perspective around polarity, which is a law of the universe. But do you actually sleep in the same bed every single night? I'm not talking about sex, but do you actually sleep?
No.
Well, that's good, because that does build polarity, and then you can have date nights. And
but what if they're not having date night, though? You're basically in a share house. Is that fair to say?
Pretty much, yeah. Housemates.
Well, I mean, all as I can suggest at this point is really getting all of that down and really choosing what is going to bring you the most happiness and set your sail to that. And if it's not this dynamic, well,
look,
maybe
could
it's...
Could you pipe down, Chachi, in the corner there?
Well, but listen to you.
You want her to give some kind of sex advice and you're not happy. What she's actually doing is the greatest thing ever.
Tina's a beautiful woman, I can tell that, who deserves to be loved in the way that she wants to be loved. And it's not happening with her partner, and I'd say just out the door.
And sometimes we are very quickly to blame the other, and we've got to have a good look at ourselves. So
it's the best thing that you can often do in a relationship is sort yourself out. And then you go, oh my gosh, you might say, hey, the old me fell in love with my partner and it's just not there anymore. Or you could say, hey, this is a new version of me who loves you even more. And that takes you to a whole new level.
Yeah.
Says the two losers who haven't found proper love.
We've got to take responsibility for ourselves. We can't change the other ever.
Exactly. And so you can try and try and try, but it's futile. Attempts at trying are futile.
Yep.
They will
lot
lie.
Of hope. There is a lot of cheat. Hope there. There's a lot of
they
hope
there.
They will
let you down, Tina. They will betray your trust and they will make you a shadow of your former self.
Yeah, that's the good news. Thank you, Lucinda. Well played.
Good luck, Tina. Gorgeous thing. So
the Husie, Ed and Erin podcast. The Husie, Ed and Erin podcast.
Got a secret. Can you keep it?
Husie, Ed and Erin's $10,000 secret lives of Sydney. Untold secrets. Unbelievably true. Only on Today FM.
Husie, Ed and Erin. Time to step back into the secret lives of Sydney. Welcome to the secret lives of Sydney, Victoria. What is your secret?
My husband had a baby whilst we were together. Then I found out when we separated, but I kept it from my children as a secret for 9 years.
Oh, wow. How did you find out?
Yeah, through child support.
Oh, my God.
I was at home and there was a drastic amount of money stopped with my payments for the children. And I called them and I said, there's obviously a problem. And they said, there's a third party involved.
So for 9 years, you knew that your children had a half sister or brother.
Brother, yeah.
A half brother. You knew that your children had a half brother and you didn't tell your children.
Yeah. I just thought the children had already gone through a separation and we'd moved to Australia from overseas and it was a lot and they were little. They were about 4 and 7.
Yeah.
And I just thought, they can't deal with this. And also, this is not my problem. This is a problem he's created for me and my boys. And then she found me, the mother of the child. I knew the child existed, but I wasn't ever going to look for the child. But they found me.
And why? Why did they find you? You know, remember why? Why did they?
Because he had nothing. He still has nothing to do with the child.
Oh, right.
They reached out to me, or she did, and eventually I contacted her. I've met her, the child, and he still hasn't. So I've now got a relationship with her and his son.
Why hasn't he?
I think he would have taken it to the grave, to be honest.
The secret and from you.
From everybody. And that's the boys are still keeping the secret because he has never discussed it with the children. And they have never brought it up with him.
So your kids know now?
Oh, yeah. But I told them. And he's still... After 9 years.
Oh, my God. And he still sees your kids. Is he an active dad to them?
Yeah.
So the father's never had any contact with the other boy?
No.
Did the mother...
Sorry, but that's my life. That's pathetic.
That is really pathetic.
Agree. But I have. So I'm now in his life.
That's beautiful. Is the mother of the other boy? When she was on the scene, did you know her then at all, or was
no?
So
that's been a beautiful experience out of all of this awful.
Because you've got no grudge against her, so she probably didn't know you existed. Is that right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
So how is the son? Like Ed was just saying, that was his life. Like how is he affected by the fact that his dad doesn't want anything to do with him?
Oh, yeah. So, and it's not great that my boys have decided to do the same at this stage because they feel like if they do, they'll be going against their dad. And, you know,
goodness me.
So But I spent time with them in COVID. I got stuck up in Queensland, which is where they are, and I spent 2 weeks with them.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, Victoria, what a thank you so much for telling us your secret today. Thank you so much. Secret Lives of Sydney. If you've got one, you can register at 2dayfm.com.au. One of these secrets is going to win someone $10,000.
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Just did Secret Lives, Ed, and you mentioned that this was very similar to your story, and I asked if you would mind talking a little bit about it.
Aye.
And your dad, like, what's your story?
No, because the woman was talking about how there was the man had children around. Yeah. Some he knew, some he didn't. I didn't know my father.
But I'm look. Oh goodness! All right.
I refuse to be one of those people who cries on radio because they make me ill. So
all right. Well, let's. Can I just say I'm looking at a headline right now from the Sydney Morning Herald, Sunday, August 20, 1989, and it says "Death of the Duck." And there's a handsome silver-haired man there.
Mm.
And that is your dad, Ed.
Yes.
He was a businessman, a famous businessman.
Yeah.
And he, well, I can't read the article. The
It's poorly printed at best. Yes. So the rumors were that he was working for the CIA because he lived in Asia in the 50s and 60s and he was captured by the Viet Cong. And he had, in the days before Facebook, you could have three families around the world and nobody knew. But when he died, I read this article I woke up one morning and I'd never seen, this is the only photograph of him I've ever seen. And,
wow.
I came down and my mum said, hey, look, read this.
Yeah.
So.
To not know your dad and to, that's horrific.
Strange, very strange.
Yeah, I know that this is the last thing in the world you want, but I think there's a lot of people listening who might have a similar thing that actually this, you know.
He chose.
Yeah.
To not know you. Yeah.
Yeah. That's his huge, horrific loss.
There's no doubt about it. So, but your mother has done a brilliant job and you are the man you are because of her, not because of him, and because of yourself, obviously.
Do you think the way you parent, like the dad you are to Arnie and Vader, does a lot of that drive it? Like, how does that play out?
See, that's why I'm emotional, because I look at my son.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to think,
you would choose to not know your own son. Somewhat abhorrent.
It is abhorrent. It's unfathomable.
When it was only from financial, it's only because of money that he didn't want to give my mother any money. He had $100 million or index around that. And he just didn't want to give her any money. So,
shocking.
She did it all herself and she's the best. And so, anyone who's out there doing it by themselves, just know that the children you're doing that for. Do appreciate it. Understand the sacrifices you're making to make their life better. And to anyone who's thinking, maybe I've got a child out there and I don't think I need to get in touch, you owe it to them to at least to get in touch to say, this is why I'm not in your life. Because it hasn't affected me. I honestly don't think about it. It's only...
Yeah, but it obviously has affected
me. It's only affected me in the terms that it's when I see my son...
I don't wonder how anyone.
Yeah, I just don't know how you do it. But
now your mother said something to you yesterday that she'd
Well, this is why she has never brought him up ever.
Yep.
And yesterday we were talking, and out of nowhere she just said, "Oh yeah, because I have trouble. I'm really really good if I hear something. That's why I like radio. I can understand it, but I can't read things very well. I'm really really bad at reading. The words get jumbled in my head." And she said, "Oh yeah, your father was dyslexic." I said, "Hang on, what?"
Oh, my God.
And she goes, yeah, when he used to send me postcards, the words would be all jumbled around. And I said, postcards? And then we both paused. Because we knew it meant he was with his other families.
God. But you know what? It's good to know that he
and
was dyslexic.
And I know
dyslexic,
that the humor
that can
is,
be,
yeah.
That can be... No, dyslexia can get...
No, but that's what I'm saying, because now I'm like with my kids. Yeah. You need to know this stuff.
Yeah.
Totally. Now right. I'm one of those.
Well, Ed, I know you hate emotions, but we bloody love you. Emotions. And Arnie is so lucky to have you and Vader as well as a dad.
I apologize.
No, don't you
cut
dare.
This up. I don't want to be
I
one of these
radio
people.
All the time
that's going
I'm not want to be. I cannot mate, be one of these people who cries on radio. They
that will be
on.
Sick
to we're
going to get that on.
I've done it a few times.
Apart from you.
Guys, that will be on. We're going to get that on news.com.
No, we are not getting that on news.com.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron Podcast. The Husey, Ed and Aaron Podcast.
Welcome to Today FM's $5 million week.
Here we go. Husey in the mothership, myself and Aaron Mullen alive at the $5 million name game wall. And for our final contestant today, we welcome Kim from Richmond. Kim, welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So good to see you, Kim. You've
so
got
good
a
to be
brand
here.
New jumper on for
I
the
I do.
Beautiful. You're such a lovely soul.
Thank you.
What will this money do to change your life?
Oh, it'll, like, obviously being a single mum, it's just going to help me and my children, like, drastically. So I'm hoping, you know, luck's on my side today. I want to give them a good life.
What are your kids' names?
I have a daughter called Harlow and a son called Harlan.
Okay. And they are, how old are they?
My son is 2 and my daughter is 4.
Jeez, you're in the thick of it. You are right in the thick
rough.
Of it.
Rough.
Doing it on your own and working full time.
Yeah.
And you work with kids that age every day. Like 10 hours a day, you're looking after other people's kids.
Yeah.
You are a hero.
Wow.
And also studying.
I do study. Yeah, I do study. Yeah. It's pretty full
on. What time of the day do you find to study?
Around 2 a.m.
How much sleep do you normally get it per night?
I would say probably like 4 hours maybe.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's
this
all right.
Is
let's
yeah,
get you.
You have a wonderful attitude. Okay, yeah. So we don't know. As you know, we have no idea. You are standing in front of the $5 million name game wall. There are 100 envelopes behind you. So one of those contains $1 million. But there are amounts of money ranging from $1,000 to $1 million. So you're definitely going to win something today, which is great news. Now, we do need to go through the process of the numbers that you're thinking about. We can't influence you in any way. You said you had how many?
I have 3. Okay. But I'm going to...
That's going to trigger Husey because he's a 2.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'll go between the 2.
Okay. Yeah, but I mean, then it's going to end up the 3rd one, though. If you got 3, you can say 3 numbers.
Give us the 3.
Give us the 3 numbers, yeah.
Okay.
So you're choosing between which 3 numbers?
I'm going to go with my number 1 choice.
So okay, tell us
can I please have...
Oh, the 3? Okay, so I have 8.
Why 8?
Because it's just my favourite number. It's my mum's favourite number. Good. And it's sort of like a number that just appears throughout my life. Like
whoa.
Sometimes I'll just pull up to a server to fill up. I'm like, oh, number 8. Yeah, or like it'll just be a number just randomly that I'll just see anywhere.
Whoa. Okay.
And then I was thinking number 3 for my daughter's birthday or 15 for my son's birthday.
I thought you might do that.
Okay. Yeah, but I was like, I feel guilty. So I'm just going to go.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
What are you going with?
What are you going with?
I'm
going
to go with 8.
Okay.
Okay, so now is the moment.
I know.
All right, so I need you to go over to the wall.
Okay.
Come over this way, my
Kim
love.
Is walking to the wall. If you guarantee, yes, she's definitely going.
Yeah, I'm
going
to go 8
she
for sure.
She has taken
is confident.
Envelope number 8. All right, hand that straight
thank
to Ez.
Very much.
Now, Ez has to hand it, show it to her. The powers that be, show it to our adjudicator so that she can film it. Okay, Lynn's giving it the nod. And now the scissors are coming out, the Today FM scissors.
Oh.
And when we come back, we're going to find out whether envelope number 8 is about to win $1 million for wonderful Kim. Kim, how are you feeling now that it's been picked?
I'm nervous, but I'm excited. I trust the number, but look.
Do you want to touch the envelope and tell me if you feel anything?
Oh, feels like money.
You know what?
We'll find out if she's won ladies and gentlemen. Oh, what do you reckon, Husey? What do you reckon, Husey? What do you
reckon? Lucky last. Lucky last.
Luck.
We're going to do it.
Here we go.
Welcome to Today FM's $5 million week.
Let's go. Absolutely right. Husey in the mothership, myself and Aaron Mullen at the $1 million wall. And we're here.
Can we just say, we have been bonding with him during the break. And what a lovely person we are lining up. Aaron, you're going to line up some work, aren't you?
Well, I mean, she loves her current job, but just is potential down the track. Little Zax, who is sponsoring our show this week, are amazing. And we just think she'd be a great fit there.
Opening one in Richmond. That is.
You know what I'm hearing? I'm hearing a bidding war over Kim's services.
That's what I'm hearing. Okay, so here we are, Kim. So the numbers you were choosing between were?
Yep. 8,
yep.
3, and 15.
Okay, 8, 3, and 15.
Yeah.
So, Erin Mullen has the envelope her hand. I don't think any of us have ever wanted someone to win a competition more than I've wanted you to win this.
You're living at home with your parents again. With
Your Why did you have to move out of your other place?
Oh, because there was mold.
There was mold.
It was making the kids sick.
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
But your parents, and we said it takes a village to raise a child, so they're surrounded by love. You're in a happy situation.
I have a massive support system from my mum. Right. Shout out to my mum. I love you.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. And I'd like to have a shout out to your dad because he's got a sick Tirana. All right.
I'm just going to do this, okay?
Let's open this
envelope.
Come on. Erin's got the envelope. She's opened it. And
you've won $1,000.
That's good.
Well done, Kim. Congratulations.
That's good.
$1,000. Well done. Amazing. Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We're so happy for you to walk out of here with money.
Yeah, $1,000 is going to help so much, honestly.
Yeah, great.
Gertrude, let's find out where the money was.
Where was the $1 million?
Is it a 15 or a 3? I think it might be 18.
Husey's been saying 18. Or
24, I'm going to say 24.
It'll be like 28 or something. Okay. You watch.
Here we go.
11.
Okay.
So you know what? That's good.
That's fine.
It didn't come close, which is good. It's less depressing.
It wasn't my other number, so I'm happy with that.
Now, can we just ask Kim, does the number 11 have any significance to you at all? Can you connect that number to anything in your life?
No, not really, if I'm being honest with you. No. Yeah.
No,
all right,
great.
A wonderful anticlimax to finish a fantastic week. But, Kim, we are so happy to see you. It has been a wonderful week. Thank you to everyone that has played. I got a funny feeling this might be coming back.
It's got to come back. Sydney, does it need to come back?
Yes.
I mean, and that's coming from George Street. That's how excited they are.
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Western Reds great, Aaron Woodsy Woods. Welcome back.
What's happening, legends? I don't know about Oracle.
No, nor do we, Woodsy, because you let all our listeners down last week and you let yourself down and you let your former club down. You had a shocker, mate. Now, let's going to be on. We're being honest here.
So wow. Do we have to play the bit?
Oh, God.
We have to play the bit.
Oh, no.
Yeah, here we go. So now we're back live this week. Who don't we bet on? Who's a lock to win apart from you guys?
Well, mate, I'm going to have to back the Sharkies again against my old club because my good mate, Benjai, the coach, I think tee-off time's at 11 o'clock on Saturday, so I'm not sure if he'll make
tee-off.
That was aggressive, Woodsy. He obviously is a big fan of this show and listens. Did he give you any feedback?
Yeah, he just gave me a tip and said, mate, I played well. I shot, whatever, 3 under. mate, I'm never going to go. I'm not going to go against him. So here's my tip. I reckon they'll beat Parramatta this Monday.
You'd know, wouldn't you? Because didn't Parra beat you?
Yes, Parra beat us. Unfortunately, the ref well for the first 14 minutes, and then he turned his whistle and blew the pee out of it.
Oh, that's...
mate, can you afford the fines that you can get for this sort of thing?
turning into Ricky Stewart.
I just have to back a few winners, I'll be right.
Yeah,
get a multi on.
The messages that come out of this, messages, is just... what about Easter, Woodsy? What are you doing? We're talking in a couple of weeks when we come back from Easter break about the mental load that women have. Like, so basically men... You might go out and earn the crust sometimes, but women just have to do everything. Are you doing anything with Easter or has your wife organised all of it?
Well, put it this way, my beautiful wife, she's organised it, but with the organising, there comes a lot of work in the backyard. I have to cut down a lot of trees. She wants to do an Easter egg hunt, but she doesn't realise that I've let the backyard go for quite a while. I've been quite lazy. So our green bins copped the gob pool this week. But, mate,
the green bins copped the gob pool.
Oh, mate, honestly. So, and we've got
you hide those. Hide those Easter eggs well, mate. Make those kids work for it. Don't make it too easy for them.
Usually, I sort of go one for the kids, one for me.
One for me, one for Woodsy. It's a classic. Aaron Woods.
Because they're the best.
Aaron Woods, you're paying PointsBet. You're paying $10,000 to put a chip kick in this this weekend.
I might have to send you a text message when we're off air.
Thank you so much. Okay. It's a chip and chase from Woodsy. It's going to be amazing. All right, you can hear him on our sister station commentary all weekend as well. Thank you,
Aaron. He's the best. He's the best.
He's wonderful.
We love you.
I know, just quickly, Aaron, Woodsy, what was your number? The $5 million name game, 1 to 100, what would you have picked?
I would have gone 44, my favourite number.
Well, it's still a double-double. It was 11, so it's closer than anyone else got.
Yeah, I'd say that was right on it. Absolutely.
Well done. Only 33 off. When we come back, the feud, the Hughes brothers feud,
I'm very Xan.
And
I'm
feel horrific zen. About bringing up the other time this week that someone's kind of had a go at you on national TV.
Guys,
I feel honestly quite guilty.
I had an epiphany yesterday as I was walking the dog. I thought to myself, just stay in the moment and life is all joy. So you can test it next.
Okay, let's test it.
Oh, is it the old Zen tester?
The Zen tester.
Oh, man, do I love the Zen tester. 13-10-60, how quickly will he lose his Zen?
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast. This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
So, yeah, last night I'm about to do the comedy gala, which I think is going to be on the ABC next Wednesday
Correct.
Night. Ooh, so, ooh, ooh. About to walk on stage and I get a message from my bro, Mick, and it's a video message and it's something he's recorded off the television. And underneath it says, I think it's you, the Husey, Tom's having a pick at.
Oh.
Great show. Mum loved it.
Oh, God.
Ooh.
It got a laugh. Well done, Tom.
Oh, well done, Tom.
Then he's gone, you should watch Hard Quiz. Funny show.
Ooh.
And I hadn't watched the video at this point. I said great stuff because I was busy. I hadn't watched the video. So it's just said great stuff.
It's at this point we need to get to our Zen testers. So how quickly will Husey lose his Zen once his brother comes on to explain? Adam, now that you know the story, Adam from Penrith, how long until Husey loses his Zen when his brother starts talking, do you think?
Oh, I reckon 4 to 5 seconds.
All right, let's put you down for 4 seconds.
Yeah.
And Anna from Sylvania, how long is it going to take for Husey to lose his much-vaulted Zen when his brother starts up in a moment?
I think it's 5 seconds.
Okay, so between Beautiful. 4 and 5 seconds.
Thank All you, right. guys. That's quite generous, to be honest.
No, I'm good. So we're going to – do we play the – play
yeah,
what
let's
he
play
let's,
the bit.
So I'm going to set it up. It's obviously, it's Hard Quiz. It's Wednesday night. It's the ABC. It's Tom Gleeson.
He's so funny.
All right.
Gold
so
Logie winner.
There's something, he's doing some, someone's got children's books or some other, the topic is children's books or something. And then this is what was sent to me.
It's about Ash Barty's children's book, I think.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yep, yep. Here we go.
Okay. How does someone so wholesome get even more wholesome? Write a kid's book. I thought it was just for middle-aged comedians who had lost their creativity. Good evening, Husey.
Oh.
Look, they did get a big laugh. You've cut off the laugh there. The laugh
yeah, that was weird to cut off the laugh.
The laugh was big. It was really big.
Well, but, Mick, so Mick Hughes, always a pleasure. What on earth made you send that to your brother?
I thought it was funny.
Was your laughter louder than the entire audience, Mick?
Yeah. He's a funny guy.
Who's the funny guy? Tom Gleeson.
On your first name basis,
And Mum, a dear Mum who's looking down on us from above, also thought he was a funny guy. I remember I rang her once on the way to my comedy festival show, and she said, "Can you make this quick? I'm watching Hard Quiz."
Whoa.
Mum. Your own son is calling you. He's also a well-known comedian, so. So,
Mick, can I just, I don't want to trigger Husey here, but we are testing his Zen. Can I ask her, is that bad?
You have to ask.
Who do you think is funnier, your brother or Tom?
Tom.
Oh, that hurts. But, you know.
It's a different audience.
And when you sent the video, Mick, what response did you think?
Can I just say, I believe that Tom Gleason's brother, who has got me to do gigs at his venue.
Thinks you're funnier.
I would say Tom Gleason's brother would say I was funnier. I'm going to put that on the record, that I am guaranteed Tom Gleason's brother thinks I'm funny. We'll get him on when we come back.
Yes, we will.
Nick Gleason.
Nick
got a
Gleason.
Great venue in Orange.
Yes, he does. In fact, yes, he does. So, but Mick, back to Mick Hughes.
That is ridiculous, Mick. You don't believe that. You just did that for the radio, Mick.
Took longer
than
5 seconds.
You know I'm the funniest. Mick Hughes, you know I'm the funniest.
No, Davey, not.
Nah, that's rubbish.
Okay,
Mick. That is absolute rubbish.
He's legitimately
rubbish.
It's great.
That is rubbish. He knows.
He knows. He knows. Let's cut him off before he knows any less.
Thank you.
Cut him off. Can we now listen to the other bit this week that was put in the group chat? This is from Steve Price at the project and one of our producers who's
Mick's
meant to
not
care.
Getting a he's not getting a rooster voucher.
He's done.
No red rooster voucher for me.
No red rooster.
He doesn't get the red rooster voucher.
So on the project, this clip was put in our group chat, our Husey and Nairn group chat to Husey by Tones, our executive producer, saying, oh, look, hey, Husey, you got to mention on the project. Ha, ha, ha. Huh. I watched it and went, I wouldn't be sharing that. That's weird.
And it turns out vegans are massively more at risk of going grey prematurely. That's because their diet may lack the vital nutrients that can protect their hair from the ageing process.
Okay, so that was the
Setup.
Intro.
And now here's Steve Price, the man that you set up with, your longtime producer, Sasha French. And now
she left us. Oh, she God. Left
For
us to
him.
Hang out with him.
God, yeah. And here's his response.
You're not forced to be a vegan.
Well, forcing yourself to be a vegan or living with a vegan or even talking to a vegan.
You don't like vegans?
Well, there's one vegan we know whose hair has gone grey.
Yeah.
Oh, Dave Hughes.
Look at this.
Yes.
Oh. Our old mate Husey, who used to sit in your chair.
He looks happy.
He looks like he's really happy.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Pricey.
Actually, it wasn't as aggressive as I thought. I thought it was way meaner. Guys, someone's cut off
cut out the scoffing at the end.
Yeah, it was a real, it was, watch it, you got to watch it, man, because his face was so dismissive.
So full of hate.
It was full of hate.
Look, let's be honest, I'm happy to be mentioned.
Yeah!
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Yeah, it's a bit drizzly. It's wet on the roads as well still. It was, you know, it. 4 a.m. this morning as I drove in at 4, it was wet.
Yeah, she's a 5 a.m. girl, which is still early. Don't get me wrong.
Still early. I'm really a 4 a.m. girl. Sometimes I'm a midnight girl.
I'd be a 10 to 5 girl.
Right. 4:50.
Actually, you're right. It's 4:40, and if I don't shower, I change it to 4:50.
Perfect. So tonight at 5 p.m., Sky News
tomorrow.
Thank you so much. It is tomorrow, guys. And I've got former Defence Minister Joel Fitzgibbon, who everyone loves, Labor, Liberal, whoever. He lost his son in an accident a couple of weeks ago. He's in the army. He sat down for an exclusive with me and I've spoken about it. And it's so heartbreaking, but beautiful and powerful. And I'd love you to watch tomorrow, 5 o'clock on Sky News Australia.
It will lead the news over the weekend. So why not watch it when it first happens at 5 p.m.?
Thank you so much. But if you're in Victoria and you don't have Foxtel, you could go to Husey's gig at 5:30.
Yeah, if you're looking for a weekend staycation.
Yes.
In Melbourne, I am on with the Comedy Festival in Melbourne. So, that's good times. Well done.
Righto. Easter. Have a great Easter, everybody.
Yeah, happy Easter. Hope you eat lots of chocolata. Hope you take care. Safe on the roads. Double demerit points, remember, everybody.
Well, and check out our podcast, actually. We always do a fun bit at the front of the podcast.
It's really fun.
We don't broadcast. And
because we wouldn't be allowed to legally broadcast the top of the podcast. It wouldn't meet standards.
So go to the listener app. But the podcast itself was an absolute ripper today, as it is every day.
But particularly today, April 15, we are back. But hey, you do not touch that dial. What did Ray Hadley used to say?
No idea.
Don't touch that dial. Don't touch that dial. Don't touch that button.
All right, great.
Well, I mean, it's just catchy.
It's always been number one for 8,000 surveys.
Whatever, mate.
Husey, Ed and Erin love an extracurricular activity. So do Little Sax Academy. Whether it's language classes or yoga, it's always early education with a difference. Husey, Ed and Erin.